Okay, so we have already had freedom from generational curses, relational issues, spiritual errors, sexual sins, and today we are going to be dealing with addictions. So last week was sexual sins, and this week is addictions. So what is addiction? So in this video, you could see that the people are addicted to their phones. I mean, what kind of woman walks down the aisle on a wedding day and is on her cell phone? I mean, that is viewed as one of the biggest days in a woman's life, and she's on her cell phone. And so we're going to have some examples of addictions. Addictions can be ice cream. Does anyone else really like ice cream? People who eat ice cream in winter are addicted to ice cream. I'm telling you now.
No.
I refuse. Food. Food can be an addiction. People who wake up in the middle of the night to go get food are addicted to food. I'm sorry, I want to sleep. Do not wake me up and tell me you're hungry, like somebody in my family. It can be sports. I went to the Vol last weekend, and a friend of mine was walking around the plot trying to find signal so he could see if his team was winning. And I'm like, really? We're away, and you're walking around with the screen trying to – and he even climbed up onto the house to go and find signal. I was like, crazy. Could be shopping. I find that if I've had a if I've had a bad day or a bad week, if I go and buy shoes or a handbag or an item of clothing, I feel better. It could be glamour. Are you so focused on if you're popular or not? How many Instagram followers you have? How many people liked your photo that you posted? Are you keeping track of how many people you greet, how many people greet you, how popular you are at school? It could be gaming. My brother is in computers, and if he's not working on the computer, he is playing computer games. I'm saying now, he spends at least 23 hours a day on a computer. I'm saying now, kind of. Maybe he has a little bit of sleep, but I think he's had about like 4 hours of sleep every night. It could be TV. The moment you get home, do you go straight to your TV to go and relax? Are there certain TV shows that you have to watch? So even if you're doing something with a friend, you'll leave early so that you can get home, so you can go watch the Kardashians or whatever. It could be smoking. Are you smoking at school where you're not supposed to because you need that one cigarette? It could be if you're desperate for it and you come home and you smell like smoke and your parents get upset with you. It doesn't only affect your lungs or your body. It affects the people around you. Now there's conflict in your life because you're smoking and your parents don't want you to smoke. Could it be alcohol? A friend of mine's mother passed away in the beginning of the year, and for 2 weeks straight after mom passed away, she was drinking. She'd wake up with a hangover, feeling sick, and she'd start drinking again. But the thing that you don't realize is once that drunkenness is gone, those feelings are still there. Her mom wasn't back in the morning after she was drinking. And then she'd feel even worse about herself because now she's sick. And then she had less money because she was spending it all on alcohol. So it didn't take away her issues. It just added to them. Could be drugs. The one drug that I know that everyone or most people have tried is weed. And everyone says it's fine because it's natural. But it gives you a chemical high. I used it. I was depressed. And friends of mine told me that it would make me happy. But what you don't realize is once that high leaves, you crash. And you feel even worse than before you took it. Because now you're expecting this chemical high and your happy is not happy anymore. Because you're not there. Now you're here. So that's also an addiction. Be gambling. I tried gambling once with a friend of mine, and he put in about 30 rand, And I think we had about 250 that we got up to. And then I got bored of this game. So I tried another one. And I spun the wheel. And I didn't realize that I didn't change the amount of money I put into this one spin. So I put all that money into one spin. And I lost all of it within like a second. Because that was an unlucky spin. But it could be gambling. If you're betting with your friends on who's going to win. And what you don't realize is, yeah, you could win your money. But why waste it? So what is addiction? One, addiction is bondage. A man is a slave to whatever has mastered him. 2 Peter 2 verse 19. Addiction is slavery. We know the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. Romans 7 verse 14. Addiction can be broken though, and that's the good news. Addiction can be broken by the grace of God. The grace of God brings forgiveness. If we fall, and power to keep us from falling. The grace of God teaches us to say no to ungodliness and to live godly lives in this present age. Titus 2, verse 11 to 12. To confess and pray. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. James 5, verse 16. To walk in freedom, we must confess our sins and pray for each other. 3, surrender to God. Our victory ultimately depends on our relationship with God. Submit yourselves to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4, verse 7. 4, the Holy Spirit filling. When we empty ourselves from sin, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit daily. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5, verse 18. So now we're going to do the addictions handout. So spend a few minutes on this. So you've got three boxes, safe, past, and now. So safe would be if you've never had to deal with that addiction. Past is if you've done it before and you're addicted before, but you aren't at the moment, and now is what you're struggling with at this moment. So, now, what we have to do is we have to pray through it. So I would like you to please stand. Say after me, Dear God, I recognize that I am addicted to. And right now, I repent of it. I turn my back on it and declare that it will no longer be a part of my future. I renounce any agreement that I or anyone else may have made with it and renounce its power over my life. I close the door so that the evil one no longer has a hold on me. I rebuke you or any demonic spirit in the name of Jesus. You have no authority in this area, and you have to leave. And God, I receive freedom from addictions and power to choose life over death. Thank you, God, for setting me free. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now if you can tear it up and you can come and put it in the hat. Okay, let's bow our heads. Lord, I bring any of these addictions that any of the teens may be facing today, Lord. I pray that you'll just break the chains of addictions over their lives, Lord. I pray that if there's anything that is causing them to turn towards these addictions, Lord, that you will just fix whatever they have for an issue, Lord. Or I pray that you'll give them the confidence to speak to anyone in their lives. Maybe it's an adult leader, maybe a teacher, anybody who they feel like will understand and will listen to their issues, Lord. I pray that you'll just help them to know that you are greater than their addiction, that you are stronger than anything that they may be facing. And if they just turn to you, Lord, that they do not have to worry about how they're going to break these addictions, Lord. Because if we turn to you, Lord, anything is possible, Lord. In your name, amen. So next week, we will be living in victory. Have a good week.